I'll give you the Motel ones. I'll let Mr. Kowalski give you the ones before all of those boxes checked. Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Sir Jones.
Oh, Mr. Jones. Okay, sir. Okay. Once again, would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
It's George Jones, 30580.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the warrant allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on September the 15th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and on that document, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one present today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and they are to my extreme left. That is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my immediate right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kowalski. And to his immediate right, that is the Honorable Mr. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair, sir. And the gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Jones and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you swear for it?
I do.
I do, sir.
Thank you. As I indicated, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to maintain contact with your parole officer on or about July 25, 2017, as verbally directed on July 19, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown unless you was stranded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's false.
That is false. Okay. 1 second, sir. Since this is false, I'm going to seek testimony on allegation number 1 from the Honorable Mr. Osborne. Would you provide us with some testimony, sir?
Yes, sir. Allegation number 1. On July 18th of 2017, the offender was released from ASPC Yuma and reported to his parole officer on July 19th of 2017. During his visit, he provided an address for his friend's sister at 3015 West 31st Ave, number 46, Phoenix, Arizona, 85053, and was approved to reside there. He was directed to call back and provide the proposed sponsor's contact information within a week by July 25th of 2017. The offender failed to provide the information as directed. On July 25th of 2017, P.O. Ogunsai attempted to visit the offender as scheduled at the address which he had provided, but the address could not be located. As of August 2nd of 2017, the offender has failed to maintain contact by failing to call to report to the South Mountain Parole Office on or about July 25th of 2017. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is an absconder from supervision. Follow-up, P.O. Ogunsai attempted to locate the address that the offender provided again on July 26th of 17 and carefully checked all the buildings around the address, was not found. P.O. Ogunsai drove around the area but still did not find the address. On August 2nd of 17, P.O. Ogunsai contacted MCSO in an attempt to locate the offender and was told he is not in custody. MIHS was contacted and stated the offender has not been admitted. The offender has no emergency contact information. The offender did not know if he could get his job back and did not provide any employment information during the visit on July 19th of 17. P.O. Ogunsai knows of no other collateral to contact to locate the offender.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne. And Mr. Jones, why did you say that that allegation is false, sir?
I contacted him, and it's an error on his part that he put down an address of 3015 West 31st Street, and the address I gave him was 3115. And when I was at his office, we went to MapQuest, and we went straight to the front door he printed it out, he circled the area, he circled the house, so I don't know how he gets 3015, and that's what I was saying about that, about the address part.
Okay, sir, let me just ask Mr. Osborne, did that appear in the current notes, sir?
Sir, on July 19th of 2017, offender reported to office as directed, offender signed conditions, and aim screens were updated. Offender requested to reside with his friend's sister, Patty Lopez, at 3015 West 31st Ave, number 46. But it's still 3015.
3015 and not 3115.
Yes, sir, 3015.
Okay, that's what your notes show at this time, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
I want to say, I assume, that I did, when I reported that on the 19th, I found out I had the same parole officer as I had before, and I asked to see the supervisor, and I was introduced to Kim, his direct supervisor, and I asked for a new PO, and she said that I couldn't be treated my PO, so she told me to, what I had a problem with the OPC, and I told him that I believe he made a false statement on my last violation report, and she asked him why I had a receipt from my halfway house that he said he went to visit that I didn't reside there. And I showed her that receipt, and she showed overseeing, and she asked him if he did go out there, and he admitted that he didn't. And they had him wait in the lobby for 20 minutes. And when he came back apologizing that he didn't do his duty as a PO, and that he was sorry for not going out there. And then we started the process of intake. After I accepted his apology, and first thing he did was ask for, like he said, he asked for the address where I was going to, and I gave him the address, he approved it. I asked him if he wanted me to stay at a task or somewhere else while he approved it. He said no, he approved it. And I told him after I left his office, I was gonna go back to see if I could get my job back, and if I did, then I was gonna, not hold no grudges against him or nothing like, and just move forward. And he agreed to, and then he gave me can I address like stuff that's an error, that I believe an error on these reports?
No, we'll talk about that if we go into phase two, sir. So
okay.
I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time regarding allegation number one on the follow-up. Is there any discussion by board members? Hearing no discussion by board members, in order to move forward with time management, I am going to make a motion, see where it goes, and my motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant 2017W2679, well as testimony coming from the Department of Corrections, as well as testimony coming from Mr. Jones himself. And my motion is going to be to find that Mr. Jones did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Second.
Please.
Okay, by the unanimous determination of this board, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two. Now in phase two, sir, the board will make a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to keep you on or to continue you or bring you back into the community. Therefore, at this time, sir, we're going to ask that you remain quiet, as we're going to get some additional information on you that will be presented to us by Mr. Osborne from the Department of Corrections, and following that, we'll be back to talk to you and make a determination. Mr. Osborne, sir, would you provide us with some information on Mr. Jones, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Jones was released from DOC custody on April 19th of 2017. He was arrested on August 18th of 2017 at the South Moon Parole Office on his absconding warrant status, and was returned back to custody that same day with 24 absconding days, with a community supervision end date of December 20th of 2017. Current conviction, 2015, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2015, shoplifting, 2 years, 6 months. And 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no STG or gang information noted. Prior term to supervision, May of 2017, TIS absconded 9 days, arrested by Peoria Police Department. He was contending with amended conditions. And on July of 2017, BOEC reinstated absconded 24 days, returned to custody, and of course awaiting hearing. He has a minimal disciplinary history with positive refusals of UA noted, and he has a community risk score of G5V6.
Thank you so very much, sir. So I think that we've already talked about place of residence when Mr. Jones was initially released, I guess. But just for the record, sir, it does show, you know, on the case supervision summary that when you were released, you were to go to the House of Refugees, and then you were approved for TLC. Did either one of those work out before this situation with the mix-up on the address? Did you go to the refugee house or the House of Refugee or to TLC, sir?
That was believed to be the first violation in May. Mm-hmm. When I got out, I was released homeless, I was released homeless. I showed up to the parole officer to report, and he gave me a report date of he told me to call if I got my job back. Friday the 21st, I called him, let him know I got my job back, and he asked me if I had a phone. I said no, but if you needed to contact me, you can contact me at my work. I work alongside with my boss all the time, and he can contact me there. And on my last report, I had no employment, none available on my last employment. But on this report, has all my information that I gave him when I called him. So he knows that he knew I had my job back. And I show up on the 18th, on Friday the 18th, payday Friday, in the morning to get it over with, to get the report over with, and my work truck and everything, and found out that I'm absconded. And even OC wasn't even there that day.
Okay, sir. But you did have, how long were you employed there at the We Fix Ugly Pools? How long were you actually employed?
I got that job four days out of my release on April 19th.
Okay, so. Okay, Mr. Osborne has something he wished to share with the board. Mr. Osborne, sir.
Yes, sir. On August 18th of 2017, when he reported into the office, he stated he was staying at the address he previously provided. At that time, an online search was conducted with the address given by Senior Prosecutor Matthew Poyser, and the address did not exist.
Okay, sir. Thank you so very much, sir. Okay, we also show, sir, that as it relates to your UAs, that May the 12th, there was no sample collected. On May 25th, no sample collected after you suspended. And on July 28th, 2017, no sample collected after you absconded. So did they get any UAs at all? Did you drop any UAs at all while you were out, sir?
On the first two, no sample collected. That my color was lying. That's true. But the last one, when I went to report this on the 18th of July, he changed my color to plum, and on here it still says lime. And yes, I was in TLC throwing UAs, and all that else that threw out UAs.
Okay, well, let me just ask another question. While you were out, did you use any illegal substances, that is, drugs and or alcohol, sir, while you were out?
No, all I did was work, man.
The thing you did was work. And you said all you did was work. Now, how many hours a day did you work, sir, and they went to fix it up, old pools, ugly pools?
10, 12 hours a day, sir.
Okay.
Every day, I get the weekend off.
Okay. And you said you were working right next to your supervisor, next to the person who you were
Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
now I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I see no questions at this time by other board members. Therefore, this is your hearing. We're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and make a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision, sir. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
No, sir. I would just like to say that I just wanna, if we stated that, I just wanna, I'm gonna ask to be reinstated to give back, because I only got it till next month. I mean, well, if you guys throw in that extra time, it'd be December, I guess. But, I'm gonna ask to be reinstated to, you know, to be able to complete role and to be able to get, my job, the best job I've ever had in my life back. And so there's an old position, and that's my position, and I would like to be able to fill that position. And the only way to fulfill that is to get out as soon as possible. Thanks for your guys' time.
Okay, and thank you so very much, and thank you for being so professional with the board up to this point, sir. And now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. We find that this is a very interesting situation with Mr. Jones. He has recollection of what he said, what might have been said to the parole officer. However, unfortunately, the information in the corner notes does not confirm that at all, that mix up in terms of that address. And we know that that is always possible. However, we must have exact information that we do not have at this particular time. In addition to that, we do show that Mr. Jones did abscond for some 24 days. And I think, and I'm just going to speak as one board member, this is not to be looked upon as being a negative, but I think it would be in Mr. Jones' best interest at this time just to complete his sentence, and then when he get out, he won't be on supervision, won't have to report to a PO at all. He can come up with a plan, and he can, hopefully he can get his job back, and he can live a productive life as a citizen. That's my own assessment, but I'm not speaking on behalf of the board, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree with you, Doctor.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Jones did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways, because we do not know what was going on during those 24 days that he had absconded. I will move to revoke his commitment to supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
A unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. I owe you will be out on December the 20th of this year. At that time, you won't have a parole officer to report to. You'll be on your own. Therefore, no mistakes can take place, since you won't have anyone. We do not look upon this, or I do not look upon this as being a negative. I just look at this as where we are at this particular time. We wish you the best, and we hope that you will never, 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 never return to the Department of DOC in the future. Thank you so very much, and your hearing is over, sir. Please return the phone back to the CO3, sir.
Thank you.